It's Friday, September 20th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Backfires from a car mistaken as gunfire prompts a massive police response in Rice Lake Thursday evening. A three-vehicle crash near Spooner severely injures two people Wednesday afternoon. Numbers are up for daily voter registrations in Wisconsin, and the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest is underway. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. No shots fired, no injuries. That's a word from Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald after multiple reports of active shootings around Rice Lake led to lockdowns and a massive police response to the city Thursday evening. The Rice Lake Police Department said a car backfiring was the cause of the false alarm. The first reports came in around 6:30 p.m. near Walmart, then near the Rice Lake Middle School, and then again near Walmart. The suspect vehicle, a black sedan, was spotted driving north on West Avenue. Officers stopped the vehicle just north of Walmart and took two men into custody at gunpoint. The investigation learned that the car had been modified to intentionally backfire during acceleration and sound like gunfire. No weapons were located, nor was any evidence of a shooting, Rice Lake police said. The men are from Shell Lake and Weyerhaeuser. Their names have not yet been released. Authorities are investigating the incident and expected charges are pending for the men. While the sounds of gunfire around Rice Lake last night were not real, the reaction to the commotion was. Rice Lake School District Administrator Randy Draw said a high school volleyball game and a junior football game at the middle school were happening when police directed the school into lockdown. At the same time, the backfiring car drove past the football game on Allen Street. Drost said students and families ran for the school or their cars, genuinely fearing for their lives. Due to the traumatic nature of the event, counselors are available for students at the schools today. A total of six people were injured in a crash Wednesday afternoon at Highway 53 and County Highway H near Spooner. The State Patrol said a Chevy Cruze was driving west on County H and failed to stop for a northbound Ford Transit van pulling an RV trailer. A third vehicle in the southbound left turn lane was also struck. The crash happened in a construction zone where there are two lanes of opposing traffic. The driver of the Chevy Cruze, 57-year-old Bobby D. Chisholm of Elmina, and the front seat passenger, 64-year-old Denise J. Fern of Elmina, were airlifted to North Memorial Hospital in Minneapolis. Another passenger, an 8-year-old boy, was taken to a local hospital. The driver of the van and the driver and passenger in the third vehicle were also taken to the local hospital. None of the six injured had life-threatening injuries. The name of the driver of a pickup that crashed into an apartment building in Siren and the name of the victim killed have been released. The Siren Police Department said 81-year-old Diane I. Kemp was killed when a pickup crashed through the wall of her Lilac Grove apartment around 11:15 a.m. on September 6. The driver of the pickup, 73-year-old Linda M. Hill, also of Siren, was taken into custody. The investigation is ongoing, police said. A Spooner man will serve 4 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision for felony drug charges. 41-year-old Jacob R. Collins was sentenced Monday in Washburn County Circuit Court after pleading guilty to a charge of manufacturing or delivering 10 grams or less of fentanyl. Other charges were dismissed. A surge in new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin last week. Robin Colbert has the numbers.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission says between August 27th and September 10th, the day of the presidential debate, the average number of new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin was just over 2,100. For September 11th and 12th, the average was close to 8,000. Was the debate a factor or perhaps Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris? The public information officer for the commission says it's impossible to know. Now, the number of new daily registrations does not just count first-time voters. It also includes voters who have re-registered after a move. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Voting for this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest is underway. Ted Ahlen takes a look.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the annual contest to showcase the high-tech, high-skill, and high-pay career opportunities that manufacturers provide throughout the state. This year, 130 products are competing for the title. The popular vote ending September 24th will winnow the field down to 16 products to compete in a March Madness bracket-style tournament. The winner will be announced at WMC's Business Day in Madison event in October. Find out more and participate at madeinwis.com. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.